So this is going to be the bonus section. After every chapter, we're going to have a bonus section. And man, was this really hard for me to read? This is the intro, because it was all about Hurricane Ian in 2022, what it did to us personally and professionally, and how it changed our business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the intro talks about our trip to Vegas and how, you know, we were contemplating getting on that plane. What should we do? And everything said that it wasn't going to hit us. It was going to hit north of us. It was going to hit Tampa or north of Tampa. And we decided to go ahead and go. And I left my business and our kids with my mom. And we got on that plane. And what do you remember? Do you recall like the story of like once we got there, what happened, what we were going to like? We had planned to do like, so I own another business and we were doing a quarterly. We had arranged to do a quarterly with Paul. Don't you remember that?
Vaguely. Yeah.
We had arranged to do a quarterly with Paul for Woot Recruit, which is was a brand new business. Woot Recruit had started in 2021. And we had said, okay, when we're in Vegas, we're going to all get together and we're going to do a quarterly. We're going to get there the day before and do the quarterly for Woot Recruit.
That's right.
And like Chris and I jumped on the plane. We left the kids with my mom. We left the business with my mom, with Organize It with my mom. And we jumped on a plane, went to Vegas, and we got there, checked in, passed out, woke up, and everything changed.
Yeah. I think when we went to bed, it was a category 3.
Well, it wasn't even going to hit us when we went to bed.
Right. And it just shifted up north.
Well, no, yeah. It wasn't when we went to bed. I'm sorry. When we left, it was supposed to hit north. We hadn't checked anything because you're from Fort Myers to Vegas. There is no nonstop.
Yeah.
Well, at least there wasn't in 2022. And so we took a couple flights. I didn't bother to check my phone because I was so stressed out about speaking on stage. So I was going to Vegas to speak on stage in front of hundreds of people about playbooks. And so I was so like stressed out about that, that I wasn't paying it. Once I dropped off the kids, I wasn't really paying attention. And we flew to Vegas, like got there, got an Uber. My assistant had arranged like the Uber, the hotel. We checked in, got in our room because Vegas is what, 3 hours difference, plus the flight and the layover and the next flight. And then we woke up to like, everything was different. We didn't know what to do. I don't know if you were stressed out as me.
Oh yeah, no. I mean, I don't know what time in the morning it was because it wasn't the typical, like we didn't wake up at the same time. But I do remember trying to look and scroll on Facebook and keeping an eye on the Wink News. There's mm-hmm. a couple other channels that we were looking at. And each one of them was, you know, basically giving the update and, you know, now it's headed towards Fort Myers. And oh, now, you know, as it started to go on further and further, I remember there was a lot of videos that they were taking of like action shots of the hurricane. And a lot of them were showing like the water levels and the amount that has been pouring onto the roads. It was unreal.
Yeah. And I think for us, or at least for me, I don't want to speak for Chris, but seeing like our employees, how like the fear that everyone had, and how do you deal with that as a leader? When things come up and things get hard, and you're not even sure. Like you don't even know if you're going to survive the storm, like your house, your family, your business. But you have to be strong for those employees because you're the only stable, the beacon in their life that is like that positive thing. Because the news is horrific. It's brace for the worst. Well, first they started as in like, hey, you're good. You're in the clear. And then it was like, oh my God, we're all going to die. But for me, it was, I had to really learn how to be a leader during that time because I didn't know if everything was going to be okay. I didn't know if we were going to make it. Like the business, Organize It, was my local business in Fort Myers. Woot Recruit, my other business, was a software. It was virtual. There, you know, we were completely remote. in WooRecruits, but Organize It, you didn't know you were going to make it. We lost 98% of our customers in 3 days. We were a $2 million cleaning company. We were at a $2 million run rate, right? A run rate is different than an actual, like, what you close the year with. So we were achieving a $2 million run rate. And I didn't know what was going to happen, but you have to act like you know, or you have to at least have the confidence to say, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that we survive this. And I didn't know if we were going to survive it. Like I said, we lost 98% of our customers in 3 days. It was probably like one of the worst things I ever went through, because I can rely on myself and I have a lot of confidence and ability in knowing what I can do. But it was like when there's so many other people relying on you, which was your business, your employees, it was like what really distinguished me from the old version to the newer version of a leader I needed to be. And how, you know, how do you jump in? How do you show that leadership level of, hey, I have no idea what's going to happen, but I got you. Or I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I protect us.
Yeah.
Was probably one of the hardest things for me to learn.
Yeah. And that's all going into psychological safety.
Yeah. And as far as, you know, being in Vegas, that presentation I gave would then turn into what is now One Layer Deep. You know, we named it Playbooks. And then I learned that evolution of Playbooks, of how I was doing it, was different than the way people like Dan Martell and Chris Renzio were teaching it. They had a different version and I had my version. And I think there's a lot of power in that. And me breaking something down to the level that like our field staff could understand, you know, owning a cleaning business, you can't make 10-page SOPs. They're not going to read them. I'm not going to read them. But that is what now turned into what I didn't know at the time when I got up on stage to give that presentation, is now what is One Layer Deep. Yeah. Anything else, Chris, on this?
No, I really think that's it. I remember and I picture you on stage presenting and me watching you. But I will say this is that, again, like you said, is knowing that there is a hurricane, like barreling towards, like straight ahead, dead straight ahead, that you held that composure, you held, you know, it looked like as if nothing was ever happening, but you presenting and delivering about that topic, about microplays on that stage, was looking back at it, because I have a vivid memory, was really interesting to see in perspective.
Interesting in what way?
Well, the fact that you could actually execute and do it and deliver it with absolute confidence, or at least outward facing.
It looked like it.
Absolute confidence. Even though there's shit happening.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I was a basket case. I wanted to cry. I don't know if I actually did. but, you know, for everybody listening, especially entrepreneurs listening, most entrepreneurs come from a very chaotic background. Most of us had a very hard life, or we went through hard times. But when you look at like a hurricane or other things or struggles or obstacles, but then you look back at like the other things that you've went through, when you were younger or when you were a younger adult, they're like a piece of cake as far as like having to deal with, you know, substance abuse or mental or physical, like I said, abuse or hard times. Like if you weren't wealthy or your parents weren't, you know, they didn't have money, or if you didn't have parents. And so when you look back, and it's the gap and the gain, and you look back and you say like, man, that's nothing compared to this. This is like a drop in the bucket compared to losing everything or having to start over or having to have, you know, suffered different things. And we all have our own story. And I think in that moment, it feels hard. But if you look back and you say, God, like this isn't anything compared to like losing everything. I've lost everything. I know how to do it again. And approaching it with that aspect, because then if you approach it with that, you're like, oh, like, this is easy. This isn't anything. It's a, like I said, a drop in the bucket compared to what I've done in the past or what I've been through in the past. And you take that past experience and you use that with the current situation, it changes everything.
Yeah.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WooRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.